It is a blustery and cold election day across eastern New York and western New England. Fortunately, there are no significant weather issues in our area. We had some snow around this morning, and some of those snow showers lingered into this afternoon across the mountains. But by and large, the weather has been generally quiet across our area, and across the lower 48, there are no big areas of active weather right now, so at least the weather is not causing any major problems across a good portion of the country. Around here, it has been chilly. It's a day that is a bit below average for this time of year, but it's nothing that's highly unusual for early November. And as we head into tonight, the weather picture looks to remain generally quiet. What we have right now is a stalled front to our southwest and a bubble of high pressure that is working across the Great Lakes area into New York. And then during tonight, that front will lift to the north as a warm front, and that means there are going to be some clouds around through the overnight hours, and there's even the chance for a few snow showers primarily across the north, but this front doesn't have much moisture associated with it, so I'm not expecting snow showers in most areas. Most areas will stay dry through the night. Temperatures will be chilly. We'll have lows in the 20s, so you'll need that heavy coat first thing tomorrow morning. But then things are going to turn around very quickly on the thermometers. So by tomorrow afternoon, high temperatures will reach the low to mid 50s across most of our area, and early clouds will give way to sunshine. So the day tomorrow is really going to turn quite nice. And by Thursday, temperatures will reach up into the 60s in most areas, and we should be in the mid 60s in many spots on Friday. So there is some mild early November weather ahead for the second half of the week. A quick check on the tropics today, where a very dangerous Hurricane Eta is coming ashore in Central America. It will bring significant wind and storm surge damage to Nicaragua, and this particular area is very prone to flooding from heavy rainfall. So it's going to be a very, very devastating situation for Central America in the coming days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, maybe a snow shower, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and seasonable, with highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, maybe a snow shower, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and seasonable, a high of 48 to 56. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the upper 20s to low 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and seasonable, with highs in the mid to upper 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as cold, seasonable, with highs in the mid 50s. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds, warmer, with highs in the low 60s. And on Friday, partly sunny and mild for this time of year, with highs in the low to mid 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.